This is Murray McLaughlin. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a singer-songwriter show, or at least that's what we claim. My name is Jeff. I claim that. I believe that to be true. And I also believe that I'll be here till 4 o'clock. It's Thanksgiving weekend, you know, and there ain't nobody around except me and Skippy, which is just the way I like it. I can hang out down here with Skippy anytime and be perfectly happy. But you know what? It makes us feel a little better if we know you're out there. So why don't you give us a call today, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me as well, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. In real life, I'm Jeff Robson. Whatever it takes, and we'll do a thing. And I don't really know exactly what that thing is going to be today. So if there's something you want to hear, it's a good day for that. So why don't you stay in touch? One thing that we definitely have to talk about is Pledge-O-Rama coming up next weekend here on UMFM. Look at that. See? Look. I don't know. Hello, UMFM. Hello.
Yeah, that's the radio station?
It is, yeah.
Well, these surveys and studies that they're always releasing are really stupid, but one came out this
morning. They're scientific, Ron. You can't bash science on the show here.
I guess, but there was a startling one, truly startling today.
Really? Are you startled?
The smartphone is now globally the number one, the number one handheld entertainment device.
And
so that means
surprised you, I guess.
that means that the penis has slipped to number two as the world's most popular handheld entertainment device. Seem to have trouble getting going today, so I thought
that'll get you going.
Okay, goodbye now.
Thanks, Ron. Okay. Lockport Ron, everybody. It's good to have that guy back. Speaking of Lockport Ron, we've started off with his favorite Canadian singer-songwriter today, song by Murray McLaughlin, as rendered by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings from the album Let's Frolic Again. That was down by the Henry Moore, and Ron's very favorite singer-songwriter is coming to town this week. I bet maybe he didn't even know. I feel like nobody knows because nobody bought tickets to this thing, And I feel like something weird is going on. So we better tell you about it so that at least Ron can go and hang out with his idol. We'll play you some stuff from Murray and his friends soon on the show, I think. Soonish. And we'll get you talking about that. In the meantime, though, how about one more from Blackie and the Ruddy Kings? This comes from their brand new record, Kings and Kings, which isn't even out yet, I don't think. But you can win yourself a copy, or you can get yourself a copy in return for your Pledge-O-Rama pledge. I finally got around to posting as much as I could find so far of the prize list on my website, tellthebandtogohome.com. You surf on over to the Music Angels page. Right down near the bottom, there's a link to our spreadsheet of stuff that you can pick from if you make a pledge to the old Pledge-O-Rama. And the way it works this year is, in the past I've spent hours and hours trying to get everybody the perfect prize pack. And the pressure of doing that finally did me in last year, and I couldn't do it anymore, so very few people got anything. So it's all up for grabs again this year, but we're actually going to give it out, because all you have to do is get your pledge in. As soon as you get your pledge in, you can go and take a look at that list, tell me what you want, and I'll set it aside for you. So the good stuff, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, there's not as much good stuff as there once was. May go early, so you may want to get your pledge in, and you can do that today. You can call me, 204-269-8636. We can make a pledge right here. You can go to umfm.com and click on our donate link. Or you can email me and we can work out the details later. It all works out in the end. And if you're Ron, maybe you want to send your check now, because we know you're probably either going to send it to the wrong address or have the wrong name on the check or something. So at least if you're doing it in advance, then we can, get it, before Christmas. So just trying to be helpful. And here's one from this record that you can pick from the box. So long as Barb doesn't pick it first or Allison doesn't pick it first, you could have it. Okay. Why don't we play? This features all kinds of special guests. We've played Buddy Miller. We've played, I think we played Rodney Crowell the other day. How about this one here? Let's dial this up. Perfectly organized, Ron. Nick Lowe.
What is the secret of a long-lasting love? Together till death us do part. While I'm off traveling, you're back at home, and it's weighing so heavy on my heart. With all this desire and the best of intentions, can't somebody patent a surefire invention that fits in your hand like a soft satin glove and holds the secret of a long-lasting? started a family. Married on Monday, divorced by the Sunday. With nowhere to turn when push came to shove. They knew not the secret of a long-lasting love.
one day, one day, one day an alien's gonna land. She'll teach us or turn us to dust. What we are to her, an ant is to us. She'll teach us or turn us to dust. Someone's gonna make a discovery. It'll change the way we see ourselves. It's happened before, and you never can tell when someone's gonna make a discovery. I know it's gonna happen again. I know it's gonna happen again. Once it gets started, it's never gonna end. Someone's gonna make a discovery. And you never can tell when nature's gonna get her revenge. I know it's gonna happen again. I know it's gonna happen again. Once it gets started, it's never gonna end. Nature's gonna get her revenge.
That right there is the beautiful, the talented, the musical mayor of Guelph, Ontario, my personal Yoda, Lewis Melville, there from a compilation record that he put out last year called Songs of the Future by the Tomorrow Collective. And originally it was started as kind of a reaction to our Canadian election, which happened last year. It kind of morphed into, it's called 33 Songs About the Future, a Musical Prophecy. And, so it deals with not just, political issues, but obviously things like, you know, good old Mother Nature, which we heard, right there by Mr. Melville. I just love this, this compilation. He's done a bunch of these compilations. They're always, just so, so well done and so, so beautiful. And you can pick yourself up a coffee if you like. You just make your pledge to a Pledgerama, and just let me know that that's what you want, and I'll set it aside for you. That's how it works. First come, first serve. Good old survival of the fittest. It's entirely possible that nothing could be left by the time the show actually goes on. But I wouldn't really worry about that. So don't feel like you have to pre-pledge. But you know, if you got your eye on something in particular, it ain't a bad idea. Or at the very least, you know, okay, some of you, I know you're going to pledge, and if everybody pledged beforehand and nobody called next Sunday, I'd feel like a big idiot and a big loser, and I'd hate my life. So hopefully some of you are going to phone next Sunday. So you know, if you know you're going to phone, maybe we could work something out that way, too. You could say, hey, set this aside. I know I'm going to phone. We could probably work that out, you know? I think that's fair. And even if it's not fair, it's my damn rules. It's my game. Pledgerama next Sunday here on the very program. We're working on some very special guests to come live in the studio and entertain you. And we will have, well, all that stuff right there to give away. So that was Lewis Melville. Before that, we also have a copy of the latest record from the 24th Street Wailers called Where Evil Grows. We heard Just Wait. We heard something in there from Peter Katz from his latest record, We Are the Reckoning. We heard Story You Forgot. Now, I don't have a copy of that CD, I don't think. I feel like I used it, but I do have, Peter's coming to town at the end of the month. October 28th, I believe, at the West End Cultural Center. And I have a pair of tickets to give away to one lucky Pledgerama pledger. So, you know, that could be something, huh? That'll be fun. You might want to check that out. We also heard Blackie and the Radio Kings in there from their fine new record, Kings and Kings. We heard Secret of a Long-Lasting Love featuring the great Nick Lowe on that track. That record, I don't even think it's out yet. You could pick yourself a copy if you like. But whatever you do, whether it's about the prizes or the what you get in return or not, just consider helping us out. We are trying to raise money this year for one special dedicated cause. Any of you who right now are listening to us on the radio, like an actual over-the-air radio, you are relying on our transmitter, which sits downtown and spreads our love around the city. That transmitter has been with us since the station went on the air in 1998. It is old for a transmitter. They're not supposed to last more than about 12 years, I'm told. So the 18 years that thing's been up there is remarkable and a little bit frightening. It's being held together with duct tape and string and chewing gum and all kinds of stuff to make it work. And we'll keep doing that, but we need to be ready for a new one. And that's why we're raising money this year in Pledgerama. Every dollar that you donate goes towards helping us with that huge, huge goal of getting ourselves a new transmitter. Maybe it'll be bigger and better. If you donate enough money, maybe we can broadcast all the way to Germany. And Dietmar can turn on his radio. Okay, maybe not that big, but, you know, we can get bigger. So help us out, you know. Maybe we'll reach all the way to Lockport. Do we reach Lockport, Ron? We could. A little donation. 774-687. No, that's CKUW, you idiot. I don't even know the number. I'm just going to play some more music. You know what's my problem? Oh, okay, you know I got a lot of problems, so let's narrow it down. I have been just hiding under blankets and feeling sorry for myself for the past while. So I haven't got any work done on my compilation, really. Every year I put together a best of the year compilation. This will be number 15, by the way. And every year I plan to start early because I know that this is going to happen. And every year it seems to get later and later. This year is definitely a new record, a frightening, frightening new record, where a week before the show, I really don't have anything. So I'm a little terrified. I'm very embarrassed. I'm very anxious, a little depressed, but I'm trying. I'm trying hard, folks, to get stuff together. So their plan is to have my best of 2015 compilation next Sunday. But if there's not, if I don't get it done, and believe me, that's entirely possible, please don't hate me too much. I'll get around to it, you know, maybe next summer or something. No, I will. So we'll have a copy for the... I can't guarantee that it'll be next week, but I really hope so. So, you know, if you have any suggestions for what to put on the record or requests or, you know, you just want to phone and say, Jeff, stop feeling sorry for yourself and do something, that would actually help. So, you know, be helpful. But in the meantime, we're going to do on-air tryouts. We're going to play a bunch of things from last year and figure out, you know, what's going to work and what's not going to work. And, well, here's a great one. We'll do a tie-in, actually, with a show that just happened the other day. A couple of great records that came out last year. We'll play something from James McMurtry. I'll play it from my newly autographed physical copy of James McMurtry's new record. Were you there? Oh, is it good? But first, how about something from Scott Nolan's fine latest record, Silver Hill? And I do believe I heard some new songs the other day, so I'm sure there's more new music in the works. But in the meantime, let's go back and enjoy the one that he made with Willie Sugarcaps called Silver Hill. I always love this one.
Ghost, the see. Hey, don't forget about me. Freezing rain, Texas to Tennessee. Slept right through Arkansas in the backseat. And I may never stop trying to change your mind. Take it from me, forever is a long time. Light. It gets so dark down here in the country at night. Diesel station, sweet relief. I'm just a stranger here, these small town police. And I'm in there. Stop trying to change your mind. Take it from me. Forever is a long time.
Her own car. you can back down a drunk and run him out of the bar. She don't scare easy, but she can be pushed too far. These things I've come to know. These things I've come to know. These things I've come to know.
Hi, this is Brock Zeman, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Guess it's just one of those nights. It's like you got a thorn in your guts, and the only way you can pull it out is to write. And what a funny thing it is, juggling words and chiseling lines to tell a story, to tell the truth. Sometimes just a rhyme. Well, I live in a house full of ghosts that just won't let me be. And you know I let them in myself, but now I can't get them to leave. And I'm haunted by love in my pillow. It still smells like her hair. And whenever I lay down to sleep, I dream the dreams that she's left in there. And you know, I ain't any of them. So I just stare a hole through the ceiling. And my thoughts have never been known to whisper. So it's all just screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming. And sometimes I smoke in the dark. Sometimes I get up and pace. Sometimes it feels like my heart is gonna blow the roof off this whole goddamn place. Well, there ain't no chorus in this one. Nah, it's ugly and it's wrong, and there's no clear melody, so you won't be able to sing along. And there's no pretty little voice sounding like the angels singing low, pushed through pretty little lips on a pretty little package wrapped up in a pretty little bow. And there's no managers or agents or style or glory or money. It's just heart to tongue, tongue to hand, blah, 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 and strumming. Some people love money, some people love sex, some horses, cars, pottery, vacations, their house, their sports, their pets, but it's all just something that makes something seem like something, keeps time rolling along. And my little something, something's writing down something and squeezing it into a song. And when you really knock it out and all the planets align, it's like pulling your sword out of the devil's back and saying no. No, not this time. No, not this time. No, not this time. Not this time. We'll be right back.
curse the sky and the sun. Hate myself and I hate everyone sometimes. Yeah, I got the darkness. Lines on my face, hair's turning gray. Best years of my life have gone down the drain. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah, I got the darkness. Slips of the tongue, shame and regret. I've traded my future for a mountain of debt. I can't climb. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Hey! At the end of my nerves, everybody's got all the things I deserve. I want mine. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Oh, big corporations, too big to fail. Politicians and bankers, too rich to jail. Why try? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Recession, oppression, secret drone wars. It's like nobody gives a shit anymore. Why should I? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Let your light
down from your mountain. Oh, I miss your holy shouting. These days I can't make you make a sound. Take me to the times when we'd look up to the skies and climb up there and draw the thunder down. Now I'm forcing myself into what you've already been through, but darling, I can't help the way I feel. And you need something stronger, a drug to kill the hunger, and ease the awful pain of living here. Well, I'm the kind of love that hurts to look at. Maybe we should take it as a sign. When I'm strung out on leaving, exalting all my demons, and you don't care for me enough to cry. Dreamt I'd take you with me, and you'd say you'd forgive me, and we'd live out some easy ancient song. Now we're higher unattended in splendid love's remembrance. You lost the mind to even do me wrong, and I'm the kind. Once I was enough to make you try. Now I'm underneath the rubble, trying not to feel the trouble, and you don't care for me enough to cry. I'm so damn good at sorrow, and you don't care for me enough to cry.
Teach me how to unwind. Have a seat, have a drink. Tell the jury what you think. Was I good to you? Was it hell? Was it fun? Did you think I was the one? Was I good to you? Now that I found someone who makes me want to live, does that make my leaving harder to forgive? Teach me how to forget, replace the characters in. Teach me how. Replace the characters in. Teach me how to unlearn a lesson.
Of my eye, covered in grace, 'cause you worked in a diner, kind to every son and daughter. Girl, I swear this been coming for a long, long time. And any bed is a queen when there's one laying in it. All great things had their beginnings. Feel it in your gaze, you're just looking for some peace of mind. Took us 6 years and 4 days to finally get married. Look at me, getting all carried away. From our fears is where we will tarry on. And I swear you could show me the light. Bring me back to Jesus Christ, 'cause I want more than just these earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all and my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Thank you. earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all night and my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days.
Yeah, okay, maybe you have a point. You know, it's beautiful, but not gonna lift your spirits that much. I mean, it's a beautiful love song. Nobody's dying or anything, but yeah, okay, maybe I can play something more upbeat for Chelsea. We'll see. That was William Prince, of course, title track to his fabulous record, produced by Scott Nolan. Came out last year and launched him in a big way. Got a lot of people paying attention, and things just keep getting bigger and better for Will, and couldn't be more happy for him. He's quite a wonderful individual, and obviously quite a talent as well. He stopped by to play our Pledge-O-Rama party last year on Steel Belted Radio. Mighty kind of him. And who knows what'll happen this year? I don't even think I know exactly what'll happen this year. We heard in there Jason Isbell from his fabulous record Something More Than Free, which came out last year as well. We heard How to Forget. Definitely landed on a lot of best of the year lists, including mine. We heard John Moreland in there. That one was not uplifting at all. John, even a song title can kick you in the gut from John Moreland. If there's a guy who's probably not going to cheer you up, it's John Moreland. That song was called "You Don't Care for Me Enough to Cry." You don't care for me enough to cry. Every time I just from his album High on Tulsa Heat. Before that, we heard Mike June singing about guys like John Moreland and me. We know a thing or two about the darkness, don't we? That's from Mike's record Poor Man's Bible, which came out in digital form last year. And a word on the street is it's available now on physical form as well. So maybe those of us who pre-ordered a copy of the record like a year and a half ago might actually get one now. So maybe it's coming out this year. Maybe we can put it on the top 10 list again. It's such a good record. Love that one from Mike June. Before that, Brock Zeman from his masterpiece, title track to Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. That one just hit it right out of the park, that record. So, so good. McMurtry in there from his latest Complicated Game. We heard These Things I've Come to Know. And we started that set off with Scott Nolan, Forever's Long Time from his album Silver Hill. And you know what? I got a couple other things that... a couple other Scott Nolan related things. I got a record here from a guy that Scott Nolan produced last year, and a record from a guy who Scott Nolan has just been producing lately. And maybe we'll spin those for you, and all kinds of other stuff. Stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll return.